Thank you for the floor, Madam Chair, Madam Head of the Delegation, Mr. Vice President, dear delegates. I will briefly address this topic, which was mentioned by some delegations. Firstly, a little more general, we have a big tradition of national strategies concerning the rights of people with disabilities already for about more than 20 years, I think, and continuously these action plans are being adapted and are being now used for the implementation of the International CRPD Convention. The plans focus on all strategic areas addressed by the Convention, and their implementation is monitored by the Government Committee for People with Disabilities, which is a participative governmental advisory body where people with disabilities and their organizations meet with representatives of the government and discuss together the implementation of the action plan and other important and strategic and issues concerning the rights of people with disabilities. And also participating in this process is the Ombudsperson, which is the independent monitoring mechanism according to the Convention, and the Ombudsperson has also their own committee on composed of people with disabilities, so really the people with disabilities are much involved in the politics in Czech Republic. Then there were quite many questions and recommendations concerning the education of people with disabilities and the inclusivity of our education system. This will be addressed in a separate issue concerning really inclusive education for all, which was much also addressed today. Thank you for it. I will also briefly speak about the services which are available for the families and children with disabilities. These may be either social services or healthcare services. We are now much focused on the institutionalization of these services, so they become available in the communities, in the field, and the parents and the children have easy access to these services. We mainly focus on the reform of psychiatric care. We, as Madam Head of Delegation already mentioned in her speech, we introduced multidisciplinary teams, mental health care centers in the regions, in the field, in the towns, so people can really access these services easily. And we are also now focusing on the reform of the social care in the same way. So that will be for the time all for me, and thank you very much.